We were planning on presenting it. Denise had arranged. No, it's Bob. It's on your desktop. Denise had Amtrak reservations, and she doesn't fly. And her son was visiting a friend for a funeral and fell and broke his leg and was evacuated back to the Washington, D.C. area. Denise had to set priorities, obviously, and her option was to take care of her son, dealing with 3 months of recuperation after surgery early last week. We had thought, gee, we can still handle this presentation with a cell phone connection. And as we got here today, we discovered that it was not acceptable. We also considered Skype as an alternative technology, but the World Bank on Sunday was absolutely out of the question. So putting all these issues together, I'm going to do a very quick summary of our approach to ontologizing the analog body of knowledge using a step-by-step process we called bottom-up ontologizing for, bottom-up process for top-down ontology building, which really has its intention not a full-blown ontology, but rather an earlier step called a taxonomy with a thesaurus, a process that Denise has gone through several times over at the World Bank with the World Bank group. So what I'd like to do is give you the best shot I can at the step-by-step. And I think if you look at the use case we've had for federating and the reflections on Kahlo and Peter's other presentation of the bigger picture, we'll be in good shape after our break to consider looking at some terms and some concepts and getting further closure on what the meaning is in this context. Okay, we also have the opportunity to call Denise up until 4 p.m. if questions, concerns come from the audience where we'd like to get some further discussion from her. So the overview is the bottom-up strategy, kind of a status update. We've gone through about three of the seven steps today. Originally, our intention was to do some expert review and evaluation of the analog outputs and discussion and next steps and where we're going with this. Seven steps. Where do we start? You've heard from Peter, we have 3 years, approximately 65 hour and a half presentations, maybe 2,000 email messages from Fred to Bob, Bob to Fred, type of subjects. So our step one is to describe the domain by brainstorming the use, the users, and the content to be ontologized. We had some challenges, legal, intellectual property rights, how far does this go? The content, rather massive, we used a tool called Coastal that works by seizing the folders and inventorying the contents of the folders. I think we discovered 160,000 concepts at our first pass at this. Pretty amazing. Step two, identify the parameters of the ontology and describe their behavior. Denise has experience with an ontology of the World Bank has found useful, and we started with that ontology. And step three, some methods, and again, these are both manual and some computer tools we'll look at in just a minute. Step four, and taking stock, is perhaps too superficial. There's a lot of graphic ideas, relationships, database architecture, conceptual tools, frameworks that fit into this as well. Step five, and this is about where we are at this point, is step five to generate the values for specific ontology parameters. Then increasingly, human input, coordinate, review, and validate ontology values. And step seven, operationalize the ontology. And what this really means, in very simple terms, search. The current, excuse me, Peter, but the current analog site is a very, very simple search, and it's extremely limited. And what our original intention was at this date was to build a search capability that took advantage of the taxonomy, took advantage of the thesaurus and the definition of terms. So operationalizing the ontology in a very small sense, a bigger and better and faster search engine. Our goal was not to advocate a particular semantic approach over others. Remember, Peter said there was at least a dozen. The goal is not to provide a survey of or evaluate the individual technologies on the market today. Offhand, where would you go to find a survey of technologies on the market today? Has Michael Denny done a 2006 repetition of his 2004 survey? Does anybody know? How about Derry? There's a gentleman from Derry. There's been a lot in Europe of identifying current technologies for semantic ontology editors, semantic editors, semantic tools. Is anybody familiar with?
So there is a survey about ontology editors. I don't think that that's it.
Who is the professor in Turkey and Ankara University? Dojak. She has a working paper that's really superb on looking at most of the semantic engineering tools, surveys of technologies. Anyway, that's just to elaborate a little bit. We're also assuming nobody has a solution that totally works. The value chain, in a little different sense, and how Kurt was addressing it. But the steps essentially describe the domain and minimize the ambiguity about who the user is. and what the use of it, the content will be, identifying a few questions, and that drives the content. The ontology parameters, essentially the entities, the attributes, categories of classes, and some sense of the relationships. The architectural issues, requirements, some strategy for generating values. We've generated a large number of terms, classes of terms, and what we hope are core topics, core concepts that we can begin relating on the whiteboard to line up with something that can work in our improvements in the search process, location material. Stakeholders, various members, I'm going to move rapidly. She has 96 slides, and I don't want to exhaust everyone. Oh, here's an example of some brainstorming of what are the uses of the analog content. The first is finding, browsing, learning about, get a list of, browse, search. Pardon? There's no right arrow.
On keyboard.
Keyboard.
Content. Okay. Coast is the name of the software program that went through and identified the folders, the files on those folders, made an alphabetical list. This was a spreadsheet, and believe me, it was a long, large file. And not terribly satisfying. Our first cut at formalizing the content, looking at lists of people, discussion threads, concepts, email messages, reviews of books on ontologies, professional organizations. You might find this useful. And this is a early sketch. On the left, some class schema, some authority control, a rough thesaurus of the concepts, some listing of areas of expertise, authority control in organizations, and concerns with aggregate levels. The metadata profile, we didn't deal much with business rules. We believe that every user has a profile. What we were concerned with is a meta profile, what their interests might be. And obviously doing something like Kurt was describing earlier, of brainstorming in a small group, would have been useful in getting much more specific. Okay. Some of these examples are tools that they use at the World Bank. Okay. We're still in the process. We're still looking at the list of concepts and concept classes. And when we get back from our break, we'll have a chance to do some work and exercises on extending some definitions of ontology concepts. Okay, I apologize. There were 96 slides, and I have shown you a fistful at 325. That's probably enough. The essential idea is whether one starts with a small group or starts with a brainstorming session and uses tools, extensive tools, to pull out and aggregate the kinds of concepts, bottom-up approach. You still need a top-down clustering of what are the real core concepts, core ideas. So why don't we take a half-hour break. I see refreshments, and I look forward to continuing the discussion, Kurt and Rex, at 4 o'clock. Thank you. That was rough.
Well, I'm trying to, write someone else's content. Not easy.
No.
But the
with 10 minutes of preparation.
Yeah, 10 minutes of preparation. The thing that sticks out at me is that probably the most important thing that's